Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. It's always a pleasure as I continue to broadcast live from the Administaff Small Business Classic. And folks, I'm here in Woodlands, Texas, as you know, and I'm sitting in front of one of my partners, one of my friends, one of my heroes, Paul Sarvati, the president, the CEO, I should say, and the chairman and the founder of Administaff. Paul, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be with you.
It's good to be here, and thank you for inviting us back down to help celebrate the Administaff Small Business Classic.
Absolutely. We're glad to have you here to shine the spotlight on America's driver to the economy that we believe so heartily in.
Well, I know you do, and you named a tournament after us. Now, here's what I've been talking about all week, Paul. You got this whole thing started. Thank you for that. You named a major champions golf tournament after small business owners. So we thank you for that. But my next thing is we changed the Golden Gate Bridge to the Small Business Bridge. We need to launch an aircraft carrier, the Small Business Aircraft Carrier. What do you think?
Well, I definitely think we need to find more national platforms to keep shining that spotlight, because we need everything from enabling legislation to just other things that make it easier. It's too hard to do what we all want small businesses to do. We want them to succeed.
You know, that's the thing that's amazing to me, Paul. See, I've done the numbers, and on this, the number one economy on the planet is not the United States. It's Small Business USA, because the USA creates the largest economy by more than half, by $13 trillion this year in the economy, the total U.S. economy. Small business creates more than half of that economy. So since the closest one is Japan, which is less than half of us, we create more than half of the U.S. economy. If you do the, you know, you do the simple math there, the story I'm sticking to is Small Business America is the largest economy on the planet. What do you think?
Well, I definitely, you know, the numbers show that the small business economy is not only large, as you say, but also the most dynamic. Mm-hmm. And I think the most versatile. You know, in the United States, about 70% of the people that go to work for the first time go to work at a small business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's also the training ground for how to be a good employee. I mean,
right.
There's a lot of a social agenda that's accomplished because we have small business people who take the responsibility, take it very seriously, and, you know, take everything they've ever borrowed or saved up and come up with an idea and then take the risk and put it all on the line every day.
Well, in the previous hour and a half, I spoke to four of your clients, and that's the story that they told about how they started their companies, what their companies do for the economy, for their customers. And you're talking about small business owners being dynamic. You know, it's not just, you know, when you, someone might say, well, okay, dynamic, what does that mean? What dynamic means is when we get attacked, when we have a recession, we have, you know, some of the challenges this country's had in the last 5 or 6 years. Small business is the dynamism that has really made this economy be so resilient and allow it to bounce back.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that, you know, we call it entrepreneurialism, and you know, we've renamed it. But if you go back, I think it's the same spirit that we would call the pioneering spirit,
right?
Those who moved west,
right?
And it's the same as you know, the founders of our country, the people that came from all over the world who were willing to take a risk and believe that life could be better. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we have here in the United States. That's what makes an American an American.
Mm-hmm.
And the epitomization of that is the small business owner who you know, takes it very personally and begins all anew.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I wrote an article one time about that the astronauts, the title was something like, "The astronauts aren't the only one with the right stuff." They had the right stuff. But I think small business owners have the right stuff, too, don't you?
Absolutely, they do.
And it's so much fun. I know you get to do this all the time. I do, too. It's so much fun to be around them, to see the gleam in their eye, to see the lights come on when they talk about their business and how excited they are. And you just know. I mean, I was talking to one of your guys today, one of your customers today. I interviewed for him. I think it was Russell. When he talked to us about what he's going to do, I believe that guy's going to double his business the next year. And it's because he gets it with about the 21st century model. The 21st century model is different than the 20th century model. And we're going to take a break in a few seconds. And when we come back, I'd like for you to tell us what your thoughts on that, about your company, how, you know, you're a 20th century founded company, but you now have to operate in the 21st century with a minute staff. And I want you to talk to us about how that's changed in the last few years. Paul Sarvadi is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's Little Richard to take us out. Carlos Santana for you there. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm broadcasting live in the Woodlands, Texas, from the Administaff Small Business Classic, sitting across the table from the founder of this company and the founder of the tournament, the Administaff Small Business Classic, Paul Sarvadi. And Paul, again, thank you for naming a tournament after small businesses, and now 3 years. I'm glad to say that I was here broadcasting from the very first one, and I remember the wild-eyed looks on their faces. I mean, nobody knew. I mean, everybody around the tournament thought you guys just had your cornflakes together. I mean, you made it look like that. Randy and all the great people. I mean, you guys found out what kind of folks you had in that 6 month period. You had 6 months to pull this off. Nobody knew that you weren't, you were just doing this for the first time. And now here's the third year in a row. And congratulations on a great success story, because tell us what your tournament has been voted by the players.
Well, it was really something. And the tour every year rates every tournament on all aspects of the tournament. The players do the rating. The officials do the rating. The administrative people in the tour. It's a pretty broad-based survey. And the first year we had the tournament, we got the highest rating for any first-year PGA event in history. We thought that was pretty good, but obviously it was just our first run at it, and so we thought we could do a lot better. But last year, in our second year, we rated the number one event on the Champions Tour.
Wow.
We made it a themed event. Our theme is about small business, mm-hmm. and that wasn't something that, people really had done before, mm-hmm. but it's been fantastic. It's drawn tremendous support from other sponsors who care a lot about the small business community. Gives us other things to talk about. We entertain small business clients at the event. We gave out an award the other night at one of our dinners.
Right.
Pitney Bowes gave out a small business award.
Right.
Business stories that need more recognition. Mm-hmm. So this is a step the right direction.
We appreciate you doing that. Any news on the future of the tournament?
Well, we know it's going to keep going. This thing is really great and expanding. And we'll just say, we have a new thing this year where we have some celebrities coming in, mm-hmm. Athletes, celebrities coming mm-hmm. in to play in a special we call Johnny and the Rocket, Johnny right. Bench, and Roger Clemens. And
had of course, my picture made with both of those guys yesterday.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? Roger's on the board of our tournament
right.
committee.
But we need to should stop and recognize Brian Noggle, too.
Oh.
And his the tournament director.
Oh, no question.
Just wanted to mention his name. I've done it before, but I wanted to say that.
Well, ProLink Sports, which is owned by Hollis Kavner and Brian Noggle, mm-hmm. it's a great small business.
Right.
And they are excellent at what they do. They're very best at what they do. You don't have to be the biggest to be
right.
the best at what you do. And
mm-hmm.
and they actually manage six Champions Tour events. And those are the highest rated events on the tour because they know how to do it.
And, of course, it doesn't hurt to have the man on your side. Tell the audience who the man is.
Well, that's Arnold Palmer.
Mr. Palmer, as I call him.
That's right, Mr. Palmer. And he is just a wonderful individual and, of course, has now been our spokesperson for over 2 years mm-hmm. as a company. And we've had a tremendous relationship between the two firms and individually. You know, he's just a wonderful person. And
you know, I think of him, Socrates said, one of the greatest ways to live in, the surest ways to live with honor is to be in reality what you appear to be. Socrates said that 3,000 years ago. That's Mr. Palmer, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one of the things that really comes out at you when you get to know Arnold is how genuine mm-hmm. he is. That's what you think of him.
I tell people, when you see him on television and you see the twinkle in his eye and that smile and you see him being nice to people, acting like he cares about them, I tell them, and I've been around Arnold now for about 15 years, just, you know, in different capacities. I tell them, I'm glad to tell them, that's how he really is.
Well, people remember when they meet Arnold Palmer. They mm-hmm. remember it forever. They remember all the details about
right.
it. And it's a real gift to be able to make someone feel special
right.
like that in an instant.
One of my favorite stories is Jack Nicklaus was talking about their relationship, and he said, well, you know what? He said, the difference between he and I is I love golf. Arnold loves people.
That says it in a nutshell.
Yeah, from out of the words of Jack Nicklaus. Talk to us about doing business in the 21st century. You were a 20th century company. You became public. You went public in 95, I think, 96?
Actually, 97.
97. 97. 97. So you've been public almost 10 years. And so that was a big change. Then we came into the 21st century. How are things different?
Well, you know, the last few years of the last century is the technology boom where the onset of the internet and, you know, it's many things changing the way business is done from that point forward. And so early in the 2000s is when people were learning enough to apply mm-hmm. that technology. And so the rate of change is probably the most significant thing. Things change very quickly. Mm-hmm. The amount of information that's available and really the requirement to know more and to get information
right.
ahead of time and be prepared.
And you got to get on your horse to stay up with that, don't you?
You know,
I've been telling people for a long time, change is not new. A computer is just a fancy wheel.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge and what's got everybody so excited is the velocity of change. That's what you were just talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to come back and got one more segment with our good friend Paul Sarvadi, the chairman and CEO of Administaff and the guy who named a golf tournament after us. That makes him my hero. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, at the Administaff Small Business Classic, sitting across from my friend Paul Sarvadi, the chairman and the CEO of Administaff and the guy who named this tournament after us. Paul, I just want to say thank you for all the things that you do for small business. I talk to your customers, and I know how excited they are that you and your company give them the opportunity to focus on their core competencies. I know that's what you do for them. That allows them to do that for them. Some of your customers I talked to today were outsourcing was what they did inside their business. Some of them, outsourcing was their business model.
Sure.
And that's a whole new world for the 21st century, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, they're... You know, specialty, you know, being a specialist at mm-hmm. what you do. And then, you know, for those who recognize that that's a better way to do it, to put a team together
right.
of resources that are more effective.
And isn't that what is going to make America continue to be a strong economy? And we got all these naysayers out there who are, you know, glooming and dooming about the economy. This economy is strong and vibrant.
It really is. I mean, our economy is incredible. But I think the reason is that we have the ability to react and respond,
right.
and that
right.
ability is not in the large corporate
that's
America.
Right. Small business.
That's in the small business.
No question about it. Over the years, I've asked small business owners when I've traveled around the country talking to them, What are your biggest challenges? It was years ago it was inflation. Then it was, you know, then it was most recently, it's the last 3 or 4 years, it's been healthcare. Mm-hmm. Typically not, I need more sales, I need more capital. That was also some of the older ones. Now, every time, the number one thing, without a doubt, hands down, the number one concern, and they're a little frightened when they say this to me, is finding not just people, not people who can fog a mirror, but finding the right kind of people. And we're not just heading in that direction. We're in that situation now, aren't we?
Well, we really are. In this decade, this is the first time our economy will have to deal with the challenge of actually having fewer people in the mid-range working time period of your life, 35 to 50 years old. That group is actually going to be 6% smaller as we go through the next 5 years than it is today. So that is huge. That's the people you're going to rely on as your management personnel and so forth, and there are actually going to be fewer of them.
Well, and the thing is there are two things that are converging that create that perfect storm. And I'm saying this because some people think this is like part of the communist plot or something. But it's just the way things are. Number one is generational dynamics, the generational waves.
Yeah,
the generation behind my generation, your generation,
right,
the boomers behind us are smaller by about 30 million. That and the new jobs that are being created. More demand, less to fill. It's not anybody's fault. It's just the way it is. But the people who are going to survive and thrive in the 21st century are the ones who get that.
Well, you know, the last 3 years, our economy has added approximately 2 to 2.3 million jobs.
Right.
But that's not the whole story. There's been an increase from 3 million open positions over that period to 5 million in open positions. And it's projected to reach 10 million by 2010. So the problem couldn't be more readily apparent. There are more openings and nobody to fill them.
You know, one of the things I'm hoping will abate that a little bit is baby boomers go ahead and retire in their jobs and realize that working in the marketplace is not drudgery anymore. It's fun. I mean, I think the marketplace is more fun than it was 20 years ago myself. And I think those people will, you know, they'll retire for 6 months or so, and then they're going to say, you know what, I want to go do something else.
Well, definitely one of the most underutilized resources we have in the country are those skilled professionals,
right,
who retire.
The brain trust.
And, you know, there's a tremendous amount of information and good old common sense,
right,
and wisdom and judgment that,
right,
you're going to need in your business. If you learn how to tap into it, it can be an advantage.
Well said, right out of the mouth of Paul Sarvadi, ladies and gentlemen. Paul, we got about 45 seconds. You're going to play with Arnold Palmer. You're going to play golf with Arnold Palmer today, aren't you? As I have been for the last 3 years, I'm just green with envy. That's the only thing that you do that you have that I envy is because you play with Arnold Palmer.
Well, the only thing that could make
it
awesome today is if, you know, I always look at it this way. We are playing with Arnold Palmer today. I'm playing for Arnold Palmer.
Yeah.
We're on the same team, and we're in this pro-am, and I'd love to, you know, stand up there and win some crystal with Arnold.
That'd be pretty
today.
Cool.
Yeah.
By the way, that crystal was nice yesterday.
Yeah, you're the big winner yesterday.
Yeah.
Jim comes down here and then wins our tournament.
Take your crystal away.
That?
Hey, Paul, thank you for being here.
Thank you
for all you do for small business.
You're welcome.
That's Administaff, ladies and gentlemen, the Administaff Small Business Classic. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to be broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic tomorrow right here. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.